Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 157, recorded on November 15th, 2013. I'm Bert Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And what we have right here, right now, at this very second, we got some Shaft just for you. And also, we have some awesome guests here from Ireland and England.
Wow, you said it in unison.
Both places.
Wow. Just quite right.
We're in like
Nate
four time zones. We've got guests in the studio from Atlanta. They're like a time zone over. So, like, we're spreading four time zones.
Yeah. In studio guests.
That's epicity. That's the definition of epicity.
Epicosity?
Epicity.
That's a word now.
It is a word.
Look it up. We do or whatever we want.
Yeah. But our guests today are Nate and Cy. Do you want to say hello?
Yeah. Should we do our intro, Nate?
Let's do it.
This is how our intro goes, guys. You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Let's go.
Hello there.
What's the crack of bonus? Didn't say it. We're on the Shaft. Okay. Right. You can do what you want now. We've done our bit.
That was beautiful.
Well, come back next week when we've got Vaughn Ryder on the show. We'll see you guys later. Yeah. Night.
We'll take over from here. Don't worry. You can go to bed.
So you guys have been up for like a long time because it's like, what, 2 and 4 respectively?
To have two here at the minute, so I'm just after like a 12-hour shift in work, and I thought, you know what, I've drank like so much coffee now that I'll probably just stay up all night now. So
then you might as well go on the Shaft.
May as well, you know, as you do. This happens every day. No big deal.
We're glad that we can be the last resort for you. Might as well do that.
That's right.
Since everything else has gone to hell, you do that.
And of course, we met these two crazy dudes at MineCon 2013 in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, shared hot spots together.
That's right.
Yeah, we did. Sure. We shared a table together, dudes. A table.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there some beers? It was interesting. It was an interesting night.
And then me and Nate, we hung out till like 5 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, last night.
The last night. Yeah, we were trading war stories from you know, like when we were fighting the war.
I think we're going to be talking about some of those later.
Really? I hope not.
No.
I think Nate hopes not.
No, I'm like...
But we'll get to the segment where we ask the tough questions on the Shaft. And we'll definitely... So just be prepared for that. We call it the excavation station.
Yeah.
This is when Chris Hansen walks in, but like, oh, did you take a seat over there, you know?
Yeah, well, never want to see him walk in.
No. Wouldn't be a good sign there. I hope he doesn't walk in on you.
It's like, my wife said she was 40. I swear. I don't know what's going on.
What? 14? What?
So you can find these wonderful gentlemen on YouTube at Nate and Cy, which is N-A-T-E and A-N-D-S-I-E.
That's right. That's me.
So do it and follow those guys. And they got some fabulous videos over there. So... Speaking of fabulous, we do have one sponsor. We actually have two sponsors now. We didn't have any a few minutes ago, but we've got a big sponsor that everybody seems to be liking a lot called Drive Pop. You can go to drivepop.com/deadworkersparty, and they basically offer a whole backup solution. You can get unlimited computers, unthrottled backup for $99 for a lifetime.
Yeah,
normally it's a yearly fee. Yeah, so but you can get it for a lifetime with this deal, and it's only running through the end of November. After that, It's gone. It's like Kaiser Soze of the Carbonite deals in the world.
That's right. And I'm backing up all my stuff right now. Right now, I'm backing up terabytes of music. All the music projects I've ever made throughout my whole life, all of my licensed music, anything, all my samples, everything is being uploaded right now. And it's making me feel very good because I have a problem with like hard drives going bad and things like that. And just having it away from my computer, because we live in a place where tornadoes love to come and just tear us up. They love it.
They love to touch the dinkle dinkies. But if you don't want to spend $100 today on that lifetime plan, they do have a one PC plan for $50, and that's lifetime as well. So go on over and see if there's a plan that fits your lifestyle. DrivePop.com/deadworkers. And it does help out the show tremendously. So we appreciate every person that goes over and does that. So back onto the show. We've got a sponsor for the show. Normally, we have a ton of sponsors. I think MindCon and I think
Mojang
that kind of
Notch Funchia, right?
Yeah, and our site was down for like a day. So that... I'm going to say that was the issue. But you can go to...
It felt like three with all the messages people sent.
Oh, my God! The site's down!
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I sent a message. It'll be taken care of soon. So deadworkers.com/sponsors, where you go to sponsor the show. And we definitely appreciate every sponsor. And we do have a sponsor in guest today on mic right now to give us their message and their sponsorship, which is actually... two sponsorships, because normally it's 10 and they gave 20.
There you go.
That's right. So. Right here in the studio.
Yes. I think this is our first live sponsorship. I don't think we've ever had anything. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yeah. See, normally we're paying people to come hang out with us.
And we just ply you with food.
That's crazy.
No, we just we love feeding the shaft.
This idea, so.
the shaft loves being fed by you.
There you go.
You have good taste in food.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Yeah.
So wait. So did you have a sponsorship message?
That was it. We love feeding the shaft.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Shaft feeder. Yeah. Extraordinaire.
The feeder.
Oh, we're missing out on a clunk.
Yeah.
On a clunk?
What is that?
A clunk? A cheer. You're
missing out on a cheer. Oh.
Did I miss a clunk?
Oh, a clunk.
Clunk. You know when your bottles clunk together?
Yeah.
Oh, clinks. Yeah. We call them clinks over here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like tomatoes and tomatoes.
What does the bottle say?
Clink, clink, clink.
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
Sorry.
Okay, so with that said, like we said, deadworkers.com/sponsor. Let's get the show rolling.
You mean like right now? Let's go ahead and roll the
roll
show.
Roll in the 5-4. Let's
do
it.
Yeah.
Journey.
Oh, God.
Hey?
These bumpers just get better and better. I see we got sure a full.
Oh, wait, the bumper's not over yet. Now it's over.
Wait, no, it's not.
It is done.
Oh, it keeps going. I like the way this is going here. Yeah.
Nope.
It's our journeys. With Nate and C-Side. It's our journeys with Legoland and Scruffed.
To the beach we go.
It's our journeys. I wonder what we've been doing all the past week.
Not a damn thing.
That's not quite true, but we'll talk about it in this segment. Right here.
Cha. So this is a pretty good bumper so far. I gotta
like
say
it.
it's actually not even over yet. No, it really was.
Is it going? Are we still going?
No, I will get the didgeridoo.
No, God, no.
I will get the didgeridoo. It's right.
The bumper's over.
Bumper's
got a
over.
Bit of Australian in here.
I'm
gonna say. Yeah, next it.
Doesn't everybody? Okay, so this week in our journeys, I know I did a map. We all did a map.
Oh, yeah.
We did a couple
maps. I did do something this week.
Two maps.
Yeah.
One's already out. You can see
the
it on our channel.
Jugglers Balls.
We played with balls for hours.
We did. We played with lots of balls. Oh. We had to go and get lots of balls.
Heavy balls.
For the juggler. Mm-hmm. Some of them were so, like, we got strength by carrying them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
some true. Augmented.
And then we played the Minecon Minecraft map.
Yes, we did.
Oh. Yeah.
Have you guys played that yet?
We haven't. I've looked into that, and I've seen it at Minecon. It was still at the Minecraft party, and I was like, that looks so cool. I want to try it, but we just haven't got around to anything yet.
It's epic. All audio.
It is really cool. It is really awesomely epic, but you should definitely have, like, there's a few bugs in it. You might have to do a little hanky-panky to make it work.
A little
hanky-panky.
Yeah.
Hanky-panky.
Nathan knows all about hanky-panky.
Yeah. Oh.
So, busy week. How about you guys? What have you been up to this week besides Conflu?
Sleeping, drinking beer, watching TV shows.
It's a good week.
That's me.
That is a pretty good week, actually. Sleeping, drinking beer, and watching TV shows. Your life is hard.
This sounds like the life.
It is really hard.
Definitely doing something right there.
It really tires me out sometimes, guys. It sometimes sends me so emotional, you know.
Did you just drink more beer to, like, numb the pain?
That's what I do.
So you watching TV on Netflix, by any chance?
Oh yeah, hell yeah,
sweet.
I think I'd be lost without Netflix. To be honest, I think Netflix is like the best thing ever.
It is,
really.
It is.
It really is.
Have you, and there's all kinds of great stuff on there. I've been getting caught up with Fringe.
Yeah. Fringe, I haven't started watching it, no.
Are both of you on Netflix?
We both are, yes.
Okay, well, if you know someone who's not on Netflix, you can always just send them to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and they get it for free for a month.
What's that awesome deal? Netflix.com/deadworkersparty for a free month of Netflix?
Yeah. Yes.
How crazy is that?
And it helps the show.
I'm going to do that right now.
So, actually, Fringe is awesome. I've watched all the seasons. I'm done with it. It's over.
I have six left.
Oh, it was awesome. Good stuff. Even the ending was good. I've been watching Continuum. They got picked up for a third season, thank God, because if it had ended how it ended in season two, I would have slit someone's wrists.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching Brink. They're tech companies that are on the brink of changing all of humanity.
Oh.
It's really good. It's not a fictional thing. I mean, it's real stuff.
Is it episodical or is it one documentary?
No, they're episodes about companies that will change the world. Amazing.
So it's like Undercover Boss, but with a purpose.
Yeah. I mean, they're more documentaries because it's true, but I mean, it's not reality or anything, reality shows, but just do a search for the word Brink.
It's like real, but not reality shows.
Well, reality shows are scripted and fake, you know, but
like everything there.
But anyway, so get on Netflix and just do a search for Brink and you'll see a ton of episodes pop up. Awesome show. It doesn't even matter which one you click on. Just watch any of them.
Just watch
awesome.
Them all.
Yeah. Really good stuff. Yeah.
Watch all the Brink.
Does anyone watch Arrested Development?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch the latest season. Did you watch the last season?
We're watching it at the minute. We're so disappointed with it.
No. Now, this is what I'm going to say. Right. Originally, you might go, this is kind of disappointing. But you got to keep in mind that that is one whole episode divided up into pieces. And it comes full circle. And at the end, you're like, okay, I get it.
Oh, so what? Right. So at the last episode, it'll be like, that's actually quite good.
It is amazingly clever. It is really, really well done. It is truly an excellent piece of written comedy. However, episodically, it comes off a little flaccid.
And they do that because we're actually still watching the first seasons to get caught up for the new ones. And there's at one point where the guy without a hand, you know, that loses his hand. I hate the spoiler thing. But he goes into his maid's home for whatever reason and sees like an old chair that's a hand. And he goes, who would have thought? And this is before he lost his hand. He goes, who would have thought you would miss a hand so much? And it's just like at the time you're like, oh, whatever. But later when he loses his hand, you're like, that's funny. It only took six episodes for me to understand.
Yeah. And you had to watch it all the series again. Aye, that's good. Yeah, you had to watch it all again, but yeah, it was good.
I am very, very surprised everyone's mentioned all their TV shows and they've still not mentioned Breaking Bad. Come on.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
I'm just watching it, just starting. I'm on like season two. 2. So, yeah, no spoilers.
Yeah.
Why are you sitting here doing a podcast when you have like so many episodes of Breaking Bad to watch? Are you being serious?
It's my wife and I's show. We watch it together. So it's like I can't watch it when I come home late, and she can't watch it like before I get home. So we have this small window where we can watch it. And then it's like that or sex, and it's usually Breaking Bad.
Somebody sounds like they're whipped.
Breaking Bad or sex.
She's got a small window.
It's definitely Breaking Bad.
And usually involves meth, I hate to say, our nightly evenings.
Yeah. Well, that's news to me. Speaking of news, we got this.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And Raging, I know you say it's the wrong choice, but it's not my choice. Anyway, so we got some news this week.
We did.
Oh. Cray cray news.
The new VEG in Pocket Edition 080 beats me. That's the title of this story here.
Beats me.
Yeah. B-E-E-T-S. Yesterday, Johan tweeted that the upcoming 080 update of Minecraft Pocket Edition is going to get an exclusive extra food stuff. Beets! Beets will have two functions within the game, according to Johan, dyes and soup. Be sure not to get the two confused. Of course, that does mean yet more stuff to farm. Hopefully the new update won't leave Pocket Edition feeling borched.
Borched.
Borched. Borched. Can I just say, whoever came up with that pun beats me. Genius. Absolute genius.
Astrogolly. Astrogolly does our show notes for us, and he is a genius with the puns. Genius.
Now, okay, go on.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, there you go.
I was going to move on.
Oh, well, I was going to stay here.
Yeah.
Is this not weird, like, that they're adding... I mean, I get, like, hey, let's add some new features, but a new food? Like, did they really go... We need beets. Okay, let's put beets in.
What? Well, I mean, I think it was one of these things where there were some weaknesses in like the availability of dyes and stuff because they hadn't gotten to that part of the update yet. And they probably haven't gotten to a lot of the foodstuffs that are going on in regular edition either. So they're like, well, let's go ahead and kill two foodstuffs with one stone.
Yeah.
Beat it down a little. So... I don't know. Beets? I don't know.
That's give up. Give up. It'll never beats me. Come on. Don't even try.
Yeah.
So, also, the Skyrim mashup pack is coming out on Wednesday, along with a brand new, spanking new Hat Films trailer for 4J's Skyrim mashup pack. Comes the news via PlayXBLA that the pack's release date will be on Wednesday. And you get over 40 skins, themed stuff, and pre-made recreations of select Skyrim locations for $3.99. That's not a bad deal. Additionally, it was really humorous. I was watching Twitter today, and Daniel Kaplan, Capiche, said, 1 year you get sued, next year you work with them. Who would have thought that, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Bethesda, hello. What are they? Two-faced. Backstabbers. No, I don't know what they are. That's
money grubbers.
Yeah.
If they're making money, they're all good, right?
I guess that's what it boils down to.
Do y'all play Xbox, Nathan, inside?
All my Xbox is a Netflix machine at the minute. I'm not really into consoles at all. It's like, I can't be asked. I just can't be bothered.
So y'all don't play Minecraft at all? Have y'all tried it on that or any other platforms?
I've tried it, I've tried it in the Xbox, but like it's just not my thing.
Do you get the packs? Like, I mean, I think part of it is I play the PC version. I'm like, pay for avatars and maps? Who's crazy? Like,
it's if you're big into, like, I know there's a big following for Xbox Minecraft, and a lot of people's this would be really big niche for people, but you know, it's Xbox Live, so it's just going to be trying to monetize off everything they can. So,
well, but really, I mean, I think PC gamers are a completely different beastie. I mean, if you're a kid, you're not going to have a fully stocked PC.
No.
And so, like, I think this is really focused on people who do all of their gaming on consoles, which I do not. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's going to be a weird age, okay? So, like, I come from the age where, like, my stepdad had a PC... but had no clue how to use it. So it was basically my computer.
Yeah.
Right? Now my kids, like, I have my computer, and they have the crappy piece of junk that I used to have.
Yes.
So it's like they don't get to play on... I mean, sometimes I'll play on the better ones and stuff. But, you know, it's kind of like they don't get the main machine.
Yeah.
You know, so I wonder if that's going to be...
That's kind of how my wife's computer is.
So whatever you upgrade, they get a little upgrade too, right?
Yeah. Yes,
they get your old system.
Exactly. And actually, Scotty110 in the chat room said Bethesda didn't really have anything to do with the Scrolls lawsuit. It was their parent company, ZeniMax. So there you have it.
Scrolls. Okay, so let's go on. Like, I'm sure if you got an Xbox, you'll throw $4 to get that awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, Minecraft One Direction. What? Or Minecraft Greater Than One Direction? I guess that's what this title says. The British boy band One Direction is pretty popular in its home country, but it couldn't outstrip the power of the Minecraft community. The Minecraft annual, published by Egmont UK, topped the children's nonfiction charts in the weeks of November 9th, knocking One Direction, the official annual, into second. Of course, there are still several weeks to go until Christmas, so the Directioners, could the band regain the top spot?
Sounds sketchy.
I don't think I've ever been so happy with Minecraft with that news.
What?
It's not a
that
big...
really, really brings tears to my eyes and makes me so joyful that One Direction got beaten by Minecraft.
For that 1 week in the children's non-fiction charts, One Direction were beat by Minecraft. Come on.
I mean, that is good. I'll give it that.
It was the best book ever.
Speaking of contest and things where, matter of fact, I got to check to see if this is still going on. If you're listening to the podcast, not live, this does not pertain to you. But if you are listening to it live, if you could go, it's closed. Never mind. Uh-oh. So we were nominated for a podcast award under gaming. And today was the last day to vote. So everyone who voted, we definitely appreciate it. I don't know when they're going to actually announce the winners. But if we win, it is absolutely because of all of you. So
yes,
thank you. And if we lose, it's because y'all suck. So y'all can take that one too. Take the loss or the win.
Hey, yeah.
We'll all hope we won. Yeah.
We're not going to give you the win, but then pass off if we lose. It's not the way it works. You either get the win and the loss, or you get neither.
Yeah. So good luck to us and you, apparently. But we still love you. Like, screw it. We don't need awards.
Yeah, you're all right.
Also this week, PS4, which is, it's, you know, in the news. It came out today.
Yep.
And it got released. Everybody at my office left like half a day to go play PS4.
Those fiends.
And so I was like, hey, Eric, I get to leave early. If my boss is listening, ignore all this. Hey, Eric, I get to leave early today. You want to go? Oh, I'm eating corn dogs. Damn. So that didn't work. But PS4, Minecraft won't actually be a launch title after all.
Oh.
Did you see how I turned that all around on everybody?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is. And Monday, 4J Studios announced that the PS4 won't be on there at first. But they said they're hard at work getting the PS3 edition ready for testing. Because, you know, if you got a PS4, you really want to hop back on the PS3 later.
Yeah.
No. So there's no reason for the schedule change that we know of. But they also announced that they're still trying to thrash out the logistics of transferring Xbox 360 edition saves to the Xbox One edition. So don't lose hope on the next gen consoles, folks.
Yes. Anybody here getting a PS4 or Xbox or an Xbone?
I probably will get it about in a year. Probably.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna wait
a little bit. That'll be the same on me. I don't like consoles, but I sort of feel that I have to be included and just get them, even if that's it's just for Netflix.
You just get disappointed. You're like, well, I've only got a PS3.
Yeah.
Well, but like, okay, you get one today, right? And you get like one title, right?
Yeah.
That game, how much is it going for? How much is the PS4 going for?
Is it $400?
400?
Yeah.
That one game basically cost you $460 until you get a second game.
Oh, yeah.
Until you get that second game, now it's down to like $200. Those are expensive games.
Well, yes and no. But then you've got the whole like, okay, well, I get like all the, I've got the new X. It's like when you get a new Blu-ray player. you know, with
more
features.
Oh yeah, I'm excited when I get a new Blu-ray player.
But I mean, you know, like when you get new hardware, when you get a new.
I got a $50 Blu-ray player on Woot, and I'm all jonesed about it. But you know what makes me happy is now I'm going to be able to go out and buy like all these titles for my kids and look like a hero, right? For the Xbox 360 for like $2 a pop, I'll be like, this is awesome game. Let's stack up on these, folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I'll be doing for the next year.
Well, see, I've got like the weird situation where like I walked through Walmart yesterday and I was like, okay, oh look, it's Lego Marvel Superheroes for the PS3.
Oh, yeah.
But there it is for the PS4. It's gotta be better on that, right?
No, it's the same game. Same.
But exactly it's the same.
But it's on PS4.
No, I came into we've got a game room at work, and they hooked up the PS4.
Yeah,
everybody got a mail to work, and I walk in and they're playing some like Dig Dug game, like not horrible graphics, but it looked like Dig Dug. I'm like,
really?
This is the first thing I get to see on PS4. Like,
and it's terrible.
Wow.
That's great. You might as well have been playing me like A Few Good Men or some movie, like so I could see the blue, at least you know, HD quality.
They had like a MAME emulator going.
It was like, it was pretty weak. So
speaking of great HD movies.
Yeah.
We already did Netflix.
The Minecraft documentary is now available free legally on YouTube.
Yeah.
So if you could not afford to buy Minecraft The Story of Mojang and you want to download their pirated and you didn't want to download their pirate edition, you can watch it all for free. They have put it on YouTube absolutely free and you can watch it there. And parents are advised by Two Player Production that this version on YouTube is the uncensored one with mild instances of profanity. And the digital store still sells the kid-friendly version if you want to buy a copy for your kids.
So there's no reason why not to watch it now.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a very good documentary. I really enjoyed it.
Did y'all recognize some folks in it?
Yeah. Hell, well, maybe a few guys in there, you know.
Yeah, baby! I was in that thing! Hey! I hugged her!
I'm
going
to make a confession. I have never heard of it. Why have I never heard of it?
Seriously?
Living a little.
It's really good. Like, even though I was in it hugging Notch and stuff, I would still say everyone should watch it because it is a really good documentary.
And you got somebody who walked up to Brent at Minecon and was like, you were the guy in the documentary hugging Notch, right? You're like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing was, I was showing the Minecraft documentary at PlayOnCon this year at the PlayOnCon Film Festival. And then, like, so I walk in and I'm sitting down and, like, our scene comes up. It's about 40 minutes in, and they come to Huntsville and film us. And all of a sudden, the people that were sitting over there went, hey, wait a minute, and looked over at me. And I was like, yeah, that's me.
Nice. Hey, want my autograph?
No, they didn't want
that.
Want
a picture with me? Or, you know, you could buy me a beer if you want.
We'll go to the pool.
Get a t-shirt with my face on it if you want.
Just buy me some french fries or something.
Yeah. Would you just rub my nipple? So, anyway, speaking of rubbing nipples, Scrolls! Don't get too attached to your ratings. Today, Mons Olsen announced on the Scrolls website that as of next week, the game's rating systems will be revamped. The reason for the change is due to some flaws in the present system, the most important of which is that players' rankings can sometimes go down after winning. One further and bending change is that the rankings of inactive players will decrease over time, giving new players more of a chance. So look forward to that soon.
Nice.
Speaking of rubbing nipples...
Yeah.
And finally, 10-year-old Minecrafter faces felony charges.
What?
Speaking of rubbing nipples.
It's got weird.
Why
fast.
Did they have a seat over there?
A 10-year-old boy in Lincoln, Nevada, Nebraska. What's in E?
Northeast.
New England. New England. That's a
New
state,
England
right?
Is facing felony charges after racking up $800 on his grandmother's credit card. Now, it's a mean grandmother, but. He should have had a birthday like ours. Go watch the video. Related to his love of Minecraft. Anyway, the boy's grandmother was contacted by her bank about suspicious charges, adding that they would drop the charges if she filed a report with the police.
What?
With no in-app purchases in any edition of Minecraft, there's a puzzle about how the money was racked up. Although commenters on one website suspected the boy was most likely playing on a server which requests donations or subscriptions. I think... he was buying all of his friends' accounts. You need to play the game. I got my grandma's card.
Come on, she won't mind. Is her pen? She'll get her pension, and it'll do okay.
She's blind. She won't even be able to read the bill. Right? No. If she does, I'll break her hip.
I'll just punch her. She'll be all right. She'll forget it.
Oh, that's going too far, man.
What is the follow up to this story? Are we gonna follow this up next week with the what's happening?
Speaking of rubbing dead. Your nipples,
you know, I actually think Chris Hansen will walk into your studio right now.
Speaking of rubbing nipples, boobs, is facing felony charges.
Yes. There's a Google Doc war going on right now with heavy text editing for what NE stands for.
Yes.
I miss this thing.
You did.
Anyway.
You missed it all.
Are we moving this thing? Are we moving it?
You should not miss this, by the way.
We're on the move.
Listener contributions.
Wow, this show's going down fast.
Bam, that's what she said.
It already went down.
Oh. So, this week in listener contributions from Spice and Wolf, it's from both of them. You guys always say that you don't have many subscribers, which, by the way, is not true. But think of it like this. Imagine the Shaftlands with 3,000 people on daily. Instead of a happy little community, the entire place would be griefed and ransacked. I find it really cool that everyone knows each other in the community. That's what I find, what makes the DWIP community the DWIP community.
DWP!
Join the party!
Yeah, I mean, we're a tight-knit community. Everybody's cool. We only pick out the cool people, and we weed out the crappy ones.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're terrible. Get out. We still want your tape about here.
Yeah. We do still let Afro Monkey in, though.
That's true. So. Unfortunate, but true.
So that's a good way to look at it. Thank you, Spice and Wolf.
Yes. So we also got something from Viva Daylight, who says, hi.
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 Do you guys have any tips on getting dads into gaming? Since two of you have kids and are gaming elites. We're gaming elites.
Oh.
That's adorable. I thought you guys might have some ideas. The main reason is that I live in the UK and the rest of the family live in Ireland. So gaming...
This is from Nate. Nate, did you write this?
I might be. I don't know.
We'll give you some tips in a second.
So,
Viva Daylight, Nate.
So gaming would be a cool way... for us to spend some time with each other. By the way, he's 56. I don't know if that would make it harder, but he did play some games such as Elite in his early days. Yeah. I mean, I think the easiest way to do it is just basically make something and say, hey, I want you to come and see this.
Like an old folks home in game.
No.
No? Not a good choice?
Yes.
Dad, I want you to see this.
Yeah. Do you like
it? You don't
it?
Play the game.
Do you like it? There's one in town going. That's remarkably similar to it. But anyway, make something that you want to show off. And then the next thing you could do is maybe make like a video, like fraps it. Get creative.
Blackmail him.
Yeah.
And get him while he's like sleeping on the couch in his undies. And say, if you don't play games with me, this is going on. That's not where you're going?
No, that's not where I was going at all.
I thought that's where you're going. Go ahead. Sorry. I keep extrapolating different things.
Like, make a video of like stuff that you're proud of and show it to him. I mean, every father in his right mind wants to see the things that their kids are interested in. So do that.
That's true. Like find out something your dad's interested in. Like, does he like bowling? Make a bowling alley and say, hey, Dad, will you come play bowling with me in Minecraft? Like, what? I can bowl with you in Minecraft? Get me a beer.
Give me a beer, sir.
Right?
Like, do you like diseases? Get them sick. You know? I mean, that's a good bonding experience.
Yeah. Does your dad like rye? Try some. Tell him how it tastes. He'll be all about it. We're bad at this.
You're
not bad at this. I mean, we tried. Does your dad like amputees? Make him one.
If you want to play Minecraft with your dad on your birthday, When your dad says, son, what do you want? I think they lost it.
I don't know.
Oh, it's here, it's here. I'm not sure
if I'm laughing or crying. I don't know where that one went.
Yeah. Hey, we still have guests on the line, right? Or do we kill them? Are they dying of laughter over there?
Oh, God. There.
Something happened. Something happened. Odd. And I was about to get serious, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the land of seriousness.
There you go.
If you want your dad to play Minecraft with you on your birthday, just tell him all you want is for him to join you on Minecraft, to buy an account for himself and to play Minecraft for you for the day.
That's a great plan. And then duct tape him to the chair and never release him.
And show him his old folks home you made for him. We're on the way!
You know what? Build the old home and a server so then all his friends can join too, so then they all, you know, have a feel for it and, you know, can commute before they make the big move and go into the home together.
Yeah, get your friend's dad to play and his friend's dad to play and yeah.
Yeah.
And then then they use your computer and don't let you play.
Yeah. It's probably a bad idea getting your dad to play.
Actually, one other thing you can do is if you know that you have a friend that your dad hates, say, hey, look, I'm playing this game with this friend that you hate. You can come and join us if you'd like.
And he keeps asking me to touch him. I don't know what this means.
Then it got weird again. Yeah. It got weird.
He did a sheep noise right there.
Why does he keep handing me carrots? I don't know what that means. It's weird.
Oh, man.
This reminds me of like I had a good friend when we were playing World of Warcraft that he got his wife to play with him. He's like, you should get your wife to play with you. Until the day that we had like a raid and something went off bad and his wife's like yelling at me about something and I tell him, hey, tell your wife she's on mute because I'm sick of it. Well, he told his wife. So she stopped playing World of Warcraft after that. So the moral of the story is don't get your wife to play games with your friends.
No, because at least if you say something wrong, it'll be like, oh, you should be defending up for me. And you'll just be like, you know what? Just shut up. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
You can't say that. But
Okay.
Good luck getting your dad to play Minecraft.
Yeah, we've given you some great advice.
Tell him to listen to this show. This will help out, I'm sure. He'll be like, yeah, sounds good. So, okay, from Tiger.
Tiger.
For the past year, this is Tiger speaking here, not me. For the past year, I've been making YouTube videos of gameplay. However, one of the problems I have is my account's name, which is 9999III. This is a sneaky way to get your YouTube channel. I'm not reading the rest. It's a stupid name. Let's go with that. You may be able to see the problem. I would like your opinion on a new name for my account, since the new update allows me to change the name. I'm currently tossing it between Kiora, another stupid name, or something to do with my actual name, Tiger. There is a note from Aster here. Not sure if Tiger is aware of it, but Kiora is apparently Japanese for misfortune. If the results of my Googling the word are anything to go by.
Well, don't go for that for a start, right? And you know what? I'm going to go for a wild guess and say this is Tiger Woods. So you're playing like golf and gameplay here. So
yeah, Golden Tee. Golden Tee.
Yeah. That's a good channel name for Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about you go with Yogscasts with a Z? With a Z instead of an S. And every once in a while someone will mistype it and you'll get some views. What about
say Golden T or Golden P?
Golden Shower?
Golden P.
We'll just combine it. Golden Shower.
There you go. That's family friendly.
People might get the wrong idea of what they're expecting to see when they get to the channel, though.
Yeah.
So on a humorous note, I decided to go and look up some names. I looked up like incomprehensible name, and that one's taken. I looked up incomprehensible, that one's taken. I looked for this is a bad channel, that one's taken. I good luck.
This is a bad channel.
I good luck.
Just come up with something like don't use weird characters, and when you say it, like. Say the name and then think about what that sounds like when you type it. Type that in, and if it goes to the channel, that's probably good. But if you say it and you type something different because it's like, then don't do that because that's the problem. People hear it by like word. Like I go, Eric, have you heard of blah, blah, blah? And if you go to blah, 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 but it's spelled with like three H's instead of one for each one, yeah, then no one's going to find it.
I got a perfect example of that.
Afro Monkey has a perfect example of that, but no one hears him because he's not on the mic. So if he would get on the mic, people might hear him. And
the perfect example is Afro Monkey.
Oh, Afro Monkey.
It's not spelled the way it sounds.
Oh, that's true.
I also looked up, and there is no youtube.com/tigerburningbright.
There you go.
Tiger Burning Bright.
Username. Right. There you go.
So, okay.
Audience to people over 45, but
no, it doesn't. That's poetry, man. Everybody in high school reads that.
Do they still?
Yes.
I don't think they still read at all.
No, they go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Of course they do.
Have everybody read to them.
That's exactly what they do.
Okay, so thank you for all those contributions this week.
Yes,
I think
sir.
We're going to move on into something we like to call
X. Excavation Station.
Yeah! That's where your dreams come true.
So, Nate, what's the one thing that has always been missing from Minecraft that you wish would be added? Too slow.
Irish Jew. Come on. Too slow.
We'll come back to you, Nate.
I think they should start adding... it's probably a bad influence on kids, this, but like, I think they should start adding foods that are, you know, fast foods, fries, burgers, stuff like that.
Oh, really?
It's like a Mickey D's.
Yeah.
Golden Arches.
Might be like a
you can't
bad
exactly
influence.
Add that to it.
That'd be like a bad influence on kids, though.
Yeah, maybe some corn syrup so you can get some Mountain Dew.
I think they need more like health food, like broccoli and cabbage and spinach. You know? Instead, we have like cake and, you know.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Like, add broccoli and it gives you like some super buff.
Yeah.
Spinach gives you some super like Popeye Muscle buff.
Strength.
Right?
Yeah.
And the kids will be like, Mom, I want some broccoli. It'll make me strong. You think that would happen?
Yes, it would happen.
Maybe.
Definitely.
It's weird. My girl loves broccoli. My son loves chicken nuggets.
Hey, Notch, what would happen if somebody did that to their parents? Would the kids do that if there's broccoli in the game?
Whoa.
They just shot the parents. Or did the parents shoot the kids?
Whoa. He's really kind
of never mind.
Up.
Notch, you have lost it. You've obviously had some of this rye.
When did Notch turn into a sheep?
So our next... So Nate, do you want to do yours or do you want to wait?
Do you need more time?
I'll wait.
Okay.
I've just had a brain fart. I'm like... What could be others? I'm like...
Well, think about that, sir.
Think about it. So we got this. This is from Rainbow with a lot of I's. 1, 2, 3. And
horrible
a bunch of
YouTube
N's.
Channel name.
I's and N's. Rainbow 1, 2, 3. Wow. Seeing as we have stained glass now, I think that if light were to be shown through these glass blocks, it could produce a colored light according to the color of the glass. This would be useful for things like Christmas decorations and stuff. And yes, that would ruin everything. Like, they would have to rewrite the whole lighting engine. Yeah, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
No, that's always been kind of a brick wall there. With
that's
the,
why
the
we
whole lighting
just
engine
got stained and, glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
but
it would
the
be
light
awesome.
The light that comes through the stained glass is still not tinted, so.
If 4J were to do this.
They would have beats.
And then Mojang were to pick it up. It can happen.
And then
I think the development for something like that, it needs to be reverse engineered.
Well, now that they're all like buddy buddy with Bethesda, they should like get together and like, you know, maybe work on like a new lighting engine.
Or have an arrow in the knee.
And maybe
don't go there. That joke comes back from the dead.
And some public transportation, right? Like multiple people can get into a minecart, kind of like a bus or like a train thing, right? You can like link them up and have like a
double decker,
like 25 people going through on a minecart system.
Yeah. So we can also have matadors.
Matadors.
This is an idea submitted by Lady Pigeon, who says, "I think that if you wore or carried a red leather chest plate, cows should follow you around," which is weird because they're completely different from bulls. But this would be fun and really stupidly awesome. Thanks and love the show, Owen West, Doctor Who. Forever. So, there would be other changes. I think there would have to be bulls. brought into the game.
Yeah.
And then, then making.
What about the little red.
Maybe you could take off your red Minecon cape.
The red, the little.
Matador's
towel
cape.
Thing. The handkerchief.
The little towel thing.
What is it called?
Nipple.
It's a handkerchief. Is it a bath towel?
Bath towel.
It's a bath towel.
Red
towel. Oh, it's a loincloth.
Towel.
It's a red loincloth.
We're just saying words now. Blue.
What's happening
table.
Here?
Obama.
Oh, don't go there.
Oh, healthcare.
Okay, so, yeah, Double great watch. Idea. Whatever. Move on. Jaeger Fox, messaging service. I would like a small section of the title screen to be a messaging system to be able to contact players you've met on servers without giving them your email. You could also block them if you needed to because they wanted to rub your nipples.
Yeah. Oh.
This happens.
You love rubbing
but what
nipples,
if you
don't
wanted
you?
Them? What if you wanted them to rub your nipples?
Then that
they,
would
then
be.
You wouldn't need to block them, right?
Yeah, no need to block nipple rubbing lovers.
I think that there's a lot. There's a lot of cool stuff there, but I'm not sure that
Gmail.
Mojang is ready to pick up a messaging service.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Gmail, baby. Get the Curse Client. We're working on some tools like that.
Yeah.
So if this means like mail. Like, I have to go to another source yet again and check something. Like, having a YouTube and Twitch account and a Gmail account and a Facebook and a Twitter isn't enough. And an Instagram and all this other crap? No. We don't need another repository.
What about
repository.
Your Pinterest?
We need no more repositories for messages. I want my messages real time.
You can contact each other on Keek.
On Keek, yes. All these dead
really?
Social platforms.
I use Kick. That's K-I-K.
Yeah. What is Keek?
I guess
Keek's a video guess. Like. Don't
we
even,
used to use Keek.
It's like Twitter with
it's
videos.
Like Vine before, like it's before early Vine.
Yeah.
Hipster Vine.
I guess if they added like a real ID system, it'd be cool in Minecraft. You know, like on WoW.
I don't think Mojang's interested in implementing that. I just. No. So the next one was submitted by Coffinator. This is cave-ins. When a player or a mob walks on a dirt block with air directly below it, after several seconds and some rumbling, the dirt block and all connected dirt blocks with air underneath the player or mob are destroyed. So walking over dirt turns it into sand. As
sounds
right.
like some
physics-wise.
Q-craft action.
Well, but, I mean, does that happen a lot?
Well, it would be good for setting traps.
Well, yeah.
It would create, like, if you manage to, like, walk on a dirt platform over a cavern.
Now, I can't say I would mind this too much, as in, this is kind of like 7 Days to Die physics, right? They basically want blocks to have physics, so you need the right blocks to hold up the right stuff, and so you'd actually have to... No engineering at some point to know like how to make an arch that would actually hold up this or that sort of thing. I think that's going too far in Minecraft, but I think it would be good for a mod or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's a little weird, a little funky.
Oh yeah, and Astrogolly makes a good point. It would make parkour challenges really, really hard.
Yeah,
really,
that's true.
Really uncool.
Really, really hard.
Really, really,
really
uncool, guys.
Really.
Rather than
Eric.
So, Nate, than my what's the best idea in the world for Minecraft?
Yeah.
Right. I was actually thinking about this, right? And I think, you know the way
too
you
slow.
Keep your adventure...
Okay, so, sightings. I'm just kidding. Go on, Nate.
Like, with people that make adventure maps and stuff like that, I think it would be really cool if they could work with the achievement system. So when you're playing through this, they can have your custom achievements that pop up and go into your set and say, oh, you've got all this, you've collected all these coins or whatever you do. Like, that's sort of cool.
Custom server achievements.
Yeah.
I would like to see them just go ahead and put achievements in the cloud. I'm so sick of getting the same achievement again, starting a new map or playing the new server.
But I like the idea of custom achievements, too. I mean, you could get really kind of cool and creative with it, you know? I mean, I don't know, like...
Sure, I kind of like that.
Unlike
Notch
your own server?
Likes it too, so.
Like your own server, you can make achievements for people?
Hey, David in the studio here has an idea.
As long as they don't get rid of the I got wood achievement, because I like getting that a lot. So.
That's true. That would be a shame to see that one go.
But I mean, you know what it's like? You're filming a Let's Play, right? And you've logged into a new, brand new server to play this map. And all of a sudden, halfway through the adventure, you like open up your inventory and it's like... taking inventory. And it's like, no!
I've played this game before, I swear.
Like getting wood and...
Yeah.
It's like, I've been there, done that, come on.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of getting wood and rubbing your nipples...
Why are you pointing at me for that?
You can go to MC.
Why would you point to me for that?
Because you love rubbing your nipples so much I'm going to sing a song about it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I might sing a song later after the show. But anyway, go to mcprohosting.com. Use the code Shaft Podcast, not the Shaft Podcast, just Shaft Podcast. You'll get 15% off your order. They're great guys. They help us out. Seriously, like this show, when Notch was on the show, it killed our show. Our host said, hey, we want $3,000 a month. And we said, we can't afford that. MC Pro Hosting said, screw them. Come to us. We did. They saved us. Go to them. They're awesome.
And I'll repeat, there is not a single person I know who's gone to MC Pro Hosting for server stuff that has ever mentioned that they were unhappy with it.
That's right.
We've worked with a lot of server companies, and always somebody comes forward and says, you know, I didn't get it. That wasn't good for me.
It's really bad when the guy got arrested. That was a bad one. That was a bad host.
Yeah.
We had one of our first hosts was like, hey, we'd like to sponsor the show. We're like, free servers? That's awesome. The guy got arrested and thrown in jail, and all the servers were down. It was crazy. We were like, hey, everyone we told to go get servers from this guy who's in jail, we're sorry.
So
was he like rubbing his nipples in public and got lifted, or
probably something like that.
So he wasn't rubbing my nipples.
So Notch, MC Pro Hosting, you want to do it?
Sure, I kind of like that.
All right, well, hey, he's easy going. Let's do it. MC Pro Hosting, use Chef Podcast. Am I supposed to do something else?
Yes.
All right, let's. What's going on?
Yeah. Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god.
Wow. Love it. It's freaking crazy.
At least we can make these Europeans laugh.
Anyone else is just like...
only because they've been up for like 400 hours straight.
Usually we make the Americans cry.
And they drank a cup of sugar.
We could be doing like some kind of like finger puppet show, and they'd be like laughing their balls off. Like, what is going on? This is crazy! Speaking of going crazy, this first video here, it's about 5 minutes long, called The Griefer Rises. Varieta latest video is an impressive parody of The Dark Knight Rises, in which Batman gets more than he bargained for when the Griefer invades.
Griefer.
Oh yeah, Varieta, he's awesome. It's all in-game Minecraft as well. Freaking cool.
The next one we have is a short by Blue Monkey. It's called Villagers in a Nutshell. And he said, Minecraft 1.6 update. Minecrafters all over the world would have experienced this at one point in time.
Hey, Wes, look.
Don't
you know
spoil
what I
it. Don't spoil it.
You're a villager
it.
In a box?
I'm a villager in a nutshell. Get me out of here. I'm a villager in a nutshell.
What am I doing in this nutshell?
That's Blue Monkey. He was at Minecon.
Yep. So was Varieta as well.
And
I didn't see him. I saw him once. I was talking to him once.
Really?
I was hanging
with him for like a whole day.
Was he telling you about the fact that he didn't like want to, like he was hiding from us?
Oh, was
he? He kind of told me that you guys touch him too much. Like,
oh man, I knew so we should dial back on that. Oh well,
subjective assessment.
Okay,
so we have a link here. It's PlayStation 4 versus Xbox One. The experts on next gen battle to mark the birth of the two big next generation consoles. The BBC, you should be familiar with that.
CSI.
Opinions of five experts in the field of technology, one of whom is a certain Daniel Kaplan.
Yeah.
So you can now find out his views on antimatter. No, his views on the matter.
Yes,
antimatter.
Yeah, that's
there's
really cool.
Be so talk about much butthurt over that article.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's next gen consoles. It's just gonna be like, no, PlayStation 4 is better. What do you know? It's gonna be no, Xbox is better, but.
Well, the thing is, like, I mean, you have to buy them both. Like, you can't have an opinion unless you own both consoles. And then, I mean, the normal thing that you hear is like, well, I'm not made of money. I can only afford one. Well, okay then. So don't have an opinion about the opposing one that you don't own, right?
No.
Everyone's an expert when it comes to consoles.
No. Yeah, absolutely have
opinions. You cannot talk trash about a Macintosh unless you own a Macintosh.
Absolutely not.
Not true.
Yes, true.
Well, you can talk trash about it, but it doesn't mean squat.
Yeah,
I disagree.
And I will tell you, I have to work on a Mac every single day of my life, and I'm a PC guy, and
I still
freaking hate Macs.
Now you can have an opinion.
But I love iPhone.
There you go.
See, it's... Anyway, that's a battle we don't want to get involved in.
Too late.
Get your station. Get your one. It doesn't matter to us. We're console agnostic because we don't play either. We just play the PC and Minecraft. So screw all you folks who have the money to buy that crap with all your fun games. And while we sit here, we just get to play Minecraft.
Absolutely.
With your one game.
So, anyway, this is the segment where we talk about videos. What do you guys have coming out on y'all's channel soon? Anything special? Entertaining? Well,
at the minute, like, coming back from Minecon and stuff, I've just been, like, so worked out with, like, college and stuff. And then I'm going back to the States on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
So it's like, yeah, going to New York. So it's trying to find time to get the channel, like, going again and getting the momentum back. And it's like, I have no time. So it's... We'll probably look up at Christmas stuff, like some nice Christmas parties and machinimas and stuff like that. But apart from that, just more Let's Plays and the normal stuff.
Well, you're welcome to have this episode of The Shaft to put up on your channel if you want.
Oh, well.
If you want to take that away from you.
No.
We give them out to our guests if they want to. It's not, we don't force you, but if you need content,
can I get it on vinyl?
Yes. Yes. I will rub it on my nipples and mail it to you.
School.
Yeah.
So that's good. So some Christmas stuff coming up, some Let's Plays. Everybody will look forward to that, and they will head on over to youtube.com/NateandSi. That's SIE.
You got the say right this time. You call him C and Bias.
It's kind of funny when I do that, right?
I'm used to it by now, people calling me C, but they get it eventually.
You're like, you cross the sea, that's S-E-A, you stupid Americans! I don't know why you got a redneck accent when you said that. But it happens.
Is there two?
Huh?
Whoa!
What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing.
That's what's happening.
Eric's
nothing. I hit the button twice on the background music here. Now it's time we can just chill together.
And we got a note that we missed the sightings bumper, but we definitely did not miss the sightings
bumper. Yeah, we all waved our arms like idiots.
Oh, yeah. We just didn't care until the break of dawn.
The two of you have been great guests on the show. We definitely appreciate it. We know it's super late where y'all are, and y'all aren't drunk like us, so that's good.
We're not drunk. The first time I met, we were drunk, so I think we're maybe made up for it.
I've had two bottles. That's a nice nightcap, right?
Yeah, that'll do.
Anywhere else you want people to find you at besides your YouTube channel, Twitters, or anything?
That should be it. We've got our own Twitters as well. I'm Dotsy Boy and he's Wondersai Sex. So.
X.
Wondersai X.
Sai X, man.
Wondersai X.
So come on down and see us when you come back to the States. We're down here in Alabama, Huntsville.
How far away? Oh, no, that's too far away from New York.
We're 30 minutes from New York.
Just get a cab.
Just get a cab and come take you to Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, that'll do. Awesome. I get into a taxi and be like, are you being serious?
No. I don't remember the last time we were serious.
Get a bike.
Yeah.
I've driven to New York before, so it's drivable.
You've driven in Manhattan?
I didn't actually drive. My brother drove.
Oh, right.
Apparently he drove somebody crazy in Manhattan.
Just laid in the back and slept, right?
Yeah, don't drive in New York. Because from what I saw, it's madness.
It looks crazy.
But hey, talk to me before you go. I want to tell you about my favorite little restaurant in...
Oh,
in New York,
they rub nipples there.
No, it's a great little tapas place.
Great. Kind of got a little weird.
So, yeah. So you get little plates of rubbing nipples. Oh, what? We did forget
is
that.
Is somebody late? Somebody's late.
Housekeeping!
Hello? Oh, hey!
Housekeeping!
Hey. She did make an appearance.
So many good things going on.
There he is. We actually got an image Consuela this week that a user posted where they were saying housekeeping in their Minecraft world. And they're like, oh, I watched The Chef too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's on our Twitters, Dead Workers.
And then somebody else sent us another picture of the three of us.
Oh, all 3D-atized.
Yeah.
Were we rubbing nipples?
That looked good. That looked real good.
No, we were.
And if anybody's interested, there's a new Core Elements, the guy from Xavier. You want to go check that out?
Path of Exile?
No.
I don't want this show to be over.
I know.
No. Follow us on Twitter too, at Dead Workers,
yeah,
and at The Shaft Podcast for stuff about this show.
Yeah,
but this is all about Nate and Si.
Yeah.
So,
it's all about me.
So say bye. Say bye, Nate.
We are
and Si.
The guests. You know, we're the guests. We're happy to be here.
That's right.
So watch this episode on YouTube.
Guys. It's your show.
Dead Workers Party. Call us 256-812-1010. Email us at theshaft@deadworks.com. Love you.
Yeah. Irish.
Thanks
and
very
English
much for having us, guys. It's been really fun coming on. It's like, we're in The Shaft. My mom's watching.
Awesome. We love you guys.
And we love your mom.
Is your mom hot?
Congratulations. You made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. I think, therefore, The Shaft.